recently I got a patient. They came for a consultation, but it was not about any particular disease as such. It was a 12-year-old Varun. Now I'm changing the name here. The complaint was that he keeps lying to his parents about anything. As they told me, it started gradually, but now it seems like he lies just for fun. No reason whatsoever. This is definitely not something that we rarely encounter. It is a very, very common scenario in today's world. Hello everyone, this is Dr. Gaurav Nigam, and today we're going to talk about ways to stop kids from lying. So, you know, when kids start growing up, there are many habits and behavior which they develop. Some of them may be good habits, but they can develop bad habits as well, such as lying. Kids can lie because of many factors, such as their fear for you, or maybe they are not able to share things with you and hence end up lying. Other reasons for lying can be if they want something from you and are afraid of the consequences if they tell you the truth. If you are fed up with your kid lying and want them to get rid of this habit or behavior, then here we are going to mention some of the ways how you can try doing that. Let's come to number one, rules. What you can do is make rules for all members of the household to never tell a lie. And now you've got to stick up to this rule. Kids often copy from their elders or their parents. If their parents and other people in their surroundings are telling the truth all the time, then ultimately they will understand and stop lying. Number two, establish trust. One of the reasons why your kid is lying is because they don't trust you. You need to make your kids understand that you are with them no matter what, and they can trust you. Once they start trusting you, they will eventually stop lying. Number three, establish that bond. Another reason can be that you both don't have the bond or comfort with each other. You need to be both a friend and a parent to your kid. Once they are comfortable with you, they will not shy away from telling the truth. Number four, consequences of lying. Make your kid understand that lying may look like an easy way and it may get you out of the problem. But later on, lying can weave a ton of problems and you may end up having a bigger problem. If you tell the truth, you actually face the problem and both of you can solve the problem together or analyze the situation together. Number five, reward. Whenever your kid tries to tell you the truth and ends up telling the truth, even if the truth is something they did bad, rather than scolding them, you can support them and praise them for telling that truth. You need to establish the fact that telling truth is the right thing and a good thing to do. Number six, responsibility. One of the reasons your kid refrain from truth is because they do not want to take any responsibility. Make your kid aware of responsibilities and how responsibilities matter and make you feel independent. Once they understand this, they will take accountability and tell the truth. Number seven, real virgin. Another reason because of which kids lie is to show off. You know, bragging can be termed as lying as well. Tell your kids that their reality matters and not what the world wants to perceive them as. I mean, again, example matters here. How you're gonna react, your kid's gonna act in the same way. Number eight, confront. If you caught your kid lying, confront them and ask them to apologize. If they stick to lying, give them some soft punishments. The more you confront them, the more they will realize that the truth cannot be hidden. And in the end, lying is bad for them. Number nine, lessons of honesty. It's something to do more with the younger kids. Teach your kid more and more about honesty. Maybe show them movies or read them out such literature that shows which are all about honesty. Number 10, real stories. Tell them real stories that lying always ends you up in more problems. Maybe from your own experiences as a kid, or maybe from other people that they know in person, and truly gets you out of this situation. I mean, if you tell the truth. Number 11, help from school. Now, this is a little tricky here. It depends on what sort of an ecosystem is there between you and your, the child's school and the teachers. But ask your kid's teacher to talk with your kid. Maybe your kid is more comfortable with his or her teacher, and hence will open up to them in a much easier way. And you should not feel bad about that. Number 12, bad company. Maybe your kid is lying because of peer pressure. If you have such a hint, tell them to stay away from such kids. It's not going to be easy. So this is absolutely something very tricky, and you need to probably navigate it in a totally different fashion. But this really helps too. Number 13, promise. Kids at small age are easily moldable. Make them promise you that they will never lie to you, no matter what. Teach them the importance of promise made. Now that's where, you know, a bilateral talk comes in, where you make a promise and then you abide by it. So likewise, they also learn the same thing. Number 14, reasons. Find out what led your kid to lie. And once you find out why were they covering up their truth by lying, explain and confront them and try to be calm. Once you know the reason, it will be easier for you to explain to your kid. Number 15, patience. With kids, the most important thing is patience, like we all know, and you need to deal with them patiently. Do not go harsh on punishments or scolding. That'll only worsen the situation. These are the quick ways in which we can actually stop kids from lying. If you have more suggestions, please write to us at info@drdad.in, and do visit our website for more related articles. We write about everything from pregnancy to parenting. These are all doctor-endorsed articles. We're a team of pediatricians, gynecologists, and parents. I hope you've liked today's podcast, and have a very nice day. Thank you.